Town Council, first order of business, if everybody would please silence their cell phones. The next two items on the agenda I will explain together. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. After the Pledge of Allegiance, we will have an invocation. If anybody is uncomfortable and wishes to leave during the invocation, you will be given time. If you even want to sit or step outside, if you do step outside, Chief Shiflett will go and get you one way through. So with that in mind, we'll stand and pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, Mr. Phil Klein will lead us in our invocation.
If you are willing, please join me in an attitude of prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you in praise of your gift of community, the willingness of persons from different backgrounds and experiences to come together and search for a better path forward, a path which recognizes that we are created for and designed for liberty, while also recognizing we are also called to relationship and responsibility, one to the other. And we thank you for those who are willing to be vulnerable in leadership in the cause of community, recognizing that true leadership requires vulnerability. Vulnerability to the demands of time and energy, vulnerability to criticisms and passions, and most importantly, the vulnerability to what is right and what is true. Lord, there are many distractions placed before those who lead, distractions and temptations away from the truth placed upon our hearts, concerns about perceptions or appearances, and the ghosts and worries of tomorrows, which, although at times important, are also concerns and considerations that rarely impact the present rightness or wrongness of a decision. Rather, Lord, may these leaders be guided by a proper understanding of the role of local governance, the cherished value of liberty, and the proper balance of both with the common good. Chart a course through these commonly held and sometimes competing interests by granting wisdom and your presence in these decisions. And we pray for the families of these leaders, their loved ones and friends, who along with these council members also sacrifice in the cause of their leadership in our community. Please grant them blessing, joy, protection, and peace. I come to you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And you can either stay or...
I'll hang out for a little while.
Okay.
That's okay. Or,
yes, it is.
I've got to dinner with my wife before too long.
Okay. Next item is citizens' comments. If any citizens here comment they wish to make, they'll be given 3 minutes. If at the conclusion of your 3 minutes, you still have more and it is written down, if you will give it to the clerk, it will be entered into the record. If you're here to speak on the public hearing, this is not the time to do that. You'll be given your time to do that at the public hearing. So with that in mind, is there anybody with citizens' comments? Okay, moving right along. We're going to hold the public hearing on recodification before we open the public hearing. Ms. Carter.
The recodification has been a long-running process to take the town code, get it into a format that is properly indexed, make sure that we're fully compliant with state code today because the town code had not been recodified for some time. This is a project years in the making. Ms. Hunt has kept moving the ball down the field on this, and she deserves an incredible amount of just praise for all that she has done to stay focused on this. The intention on this code is that this is a one-to-one transfer of your existing code to a new legal code that is properly done. So this is not in any way looking to make changes. That's one of the reasons the zoning ordinance was left out, because we know whenever you touch that, you end up with little kind of tweaks as you go through in meaning. So this is the rest of the code included in this. And along with this, you have two things that you would be adopting concurrently so that we don't get anything left behind. Your existing code has rules of procedure contained within the body of it. those are not legal to be contained within the body of the code. Those should be adopted each time with the term of the council. So what I'm asking is that you will have an ordinance to adopt the code along with the resolution for the rules of procedure, which are the same as what you have essentially already, but you don't have to have the public hearing on that, only on the code.
Okay. Ms. Hunt, would you like to add anything before I open the public hearing?
No, the only thing is that we do have a recodification committee that has looked through this, and Mr. Watts may have something to say on that.
Yeah, I'm working my way that way.
I was gonna pass it off to him.
Mr. Barrett.
I think Ms. Hunter ought to take a bow. She could be pretty humble about this. So she's, yeah. Starting with Jack Bay, I regained 10 years ago, Chief Watts was still there. And we really needed this done. It took us a while to locate a company that would handle that. And fortunately, this wonderful person stepped into our lap and kept things moving as we went through section by section. So I'm just...
She does.
I'm excited about it. And a long time coming, just something needed to be.
She's worked hard on this.
And it's just hard to keep up with the law in certain sections. When the law changes, the Supreme Court has got to change here too. That's all I have to say.
All right, mm-hmm. Thank you. With that, I will open the public hearing. Is there anybody that would like to speak for or against the recodification of the town code? Okay. With that, I will close the public hearing since there is nobody that will speak before and after. And now we will entertain a motion to accept the recodification and the attached rules for the resolutions.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts, and I have a second.
Ms. Wheaton has a question.
May I ask a question about this?
We're going to get to discussion after we get to the second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. May I have a second, please?
Yes.
I have a second from Ms. Carton. Now, any discussion?
Yes. Question. Under the rules of procedure of the Amherst Town Council, if I'm not mistaken, Ms. Carter said that it's pretty much the exact same item that was in the code originally, and now you're making it separate. Which items here are different than what's in the existing code already? Does that make sense?
I know one of the things is the names. Our names are here. And
right.
The extra citizen comment was added. Anything else?
You know, that is something I did not put down. I did put to make sure that what is in the existing code is put in there. I think probably what you'll find in the rules, it's really just tried to be, what word am I looking for, more laid out than the, clear, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
And part of, you know, I think one of the few things, like we had the question come up about the tiebreaker. So one of the few things that she clarified that wasn't in the existing code was on a normal council meeting, the mayor serves as a tiebreaker. If, however, a council member had stepped into the mayor's role for an evening as a presiding officer, they take their vote with them. They still have the power to vote as a council member. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing anywhere, unless we went to actually Robert's Rules of Order, that really clarified how that would work. So that got addressed in here. But the rest of it is, very much straight line between what we had in terms mm-hmm. of how the council has functioned and how the meeting rolls.
Yeah. And I know that, notice the one other thing that came up is the 3 minutes. We instituted that a couple years ago, the 3 minutes for the citizens' comments, mm-hmm. because before there was no time limit. So I know that is in there also. I read that in there.
Yes, if you'll notice, you know, in the beginning of this document, it says that the charter rules first, mm-hmm. and then the code, you know, the charter goes by the code, the code and then the rules, and then Robert's rules. So
it, this is a resolution, it's not an ordinance. Is that correct?
And this is, if you remember that in that January meeting, there's that whole series of things that the council affirms and with committees and the structure of council. The intention is this would get redone at the beginning of each term along with all of those other pieces. So when you're adopting this tonight, you are adopting it for the remainder of the 2-year term so that then after the next election cycle and you have that organization for the beginning of that 2-year term, these would be readopted at that time instead of them being an in perpetuity thing.
So basically the only change from the whole, from the town code to this is, I guess this will be in the minutes, the names, extra citizen comments, and the 3 minutes.
And the tiebreaker, those are the only ones I remember. I did not read it with that eye. I read it more towards the,
yeah,
was it matching practice?
Mm-hmm. I was doing it more with matching practice and matching the code and matching, you know, the charter, matching the law, matching, you know, all of that. So I'm not sure what to... I'm not sure how to answer that question.
Thank you.
As far as if it's actually what was in the previous code. Although I can just tell you that what was in the code is in this.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Motion carried 3-1-0-1. 3-1-1, I'm sorry. I forgot, I threw in an extra zero. Next item, the minutes from last month's meeting. If everybody's had time to review those, we'll entertain a motion to accept the meeting minutes from last month.
I'll make a motion that we accept them as presented to us.
I have a motion from Ms. Carton as presented. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second from Mr. Watts. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? 4-0-1. The staff reports are all attached. Is there any questions regarding the staff report? Questions regarding this, let's move on to committee. Ms. Carlton.
Yes, the Finance Committee met on April 23rd, and we met to discuss some changes to our county waste for the trash pickup. As we all know, we've heard that recycling is becoming extremely expensive, and they are wanting to charge us more than what we agreed upon in our original agreement when we signed with them. And so Ms. Carter was nice enough to break it down for us, as you can see in the minutes from our meeting, to come up with a solution to spread the additional charges over everyone that receives trash and keep the out-of-town not paying double, but keeping it straight. Same fee as in-town. So since it doesn't affect us really as a town, for the trash, it doesn't make any sense to charge them double, and so we're going to be going down and just charging them the flat rate, in town, out of town, the same. So, and we're also looking at, so what we're going to do is propose that it's going to be an additional $3.01 per month for everyone for trash pickup because of the recycling issue. And Ms. Carter and staff were nice enough to look into, I don't know if you got any results, but we asked them to look into, well, if that's going to happen, maybe we can have larger recycle bins, because a few of us said, you know, every other week for the recycle bins, they fill up, and mine overflows, and I'm sure if mine does, other people are. So that was something that we were going to ask the company, do you offer larger recycle bins or, you know, something along those lines. So I'll let, did you come up with anything with that? Did you hear from them?
I have heard there at this point, if people want a second bin, we have to do the delivery charge that goes straight through them. And then I think we can arrange to do swap outs on folks that have, because some people have the tiny.
Yes.
And allow people to do swapping out.
Oh, we can do swap out.
And my neighbor had that happen and didn't know how. But they swapped hers out one day when she put it out. So, she called and asked me how it happened. And I said, I don't know, but just keep using your recycle. Things are good.
Mm-hmm.
She got a big one?
Yes, she got one of the larger ones, the same size as the regular trash cans. So I guess, you know, if you want that, that's a good way to go then.
So some of the other things we covered were, continue with them with a contract, but at 1 year intervals. So it's going to be a 2 year, but we're going to reevaluate it at the end of 1 year and kind of look at it again. Because we don't know what's going to happen a year down the road. So we'll come back and look at it. That's all.
Fantastic. Ms. Ogden?
Will there be real meat this month?
Okay. You have one scheduled coming up, right?
Yes. We've got one in June. The community relations coming up.
Mr. Watch, you got two of them. One of them listed as utilities, and then the second one is going to be just a brief, yeah, we met with the recodification committee.
Well, yeah, we did meet with the recodification committee, as a recodification committee, and reviewed the code with Ms. Hunt and Ms. Carter. And I just think it's just an amazing job they've done. And you know, there really wasn't much input I had to give on it because it was just complete and to the point. Second thing was we met with Mr. Williams on the 18th regarding the draft pre-treatment ordinance. And this is basically addresses changes that are being required by the DEQ and EPA. It's more in a wording than it is in procedure change. I think Mr. Williams has been done a real good job on that. You got any comment on that?
Mr. Williams, you want to add anything on that?
Okay. So it's just something that they're requiring and we're going to have to do. So it's just they don't like the words.
And they just don't, DEQ don't like the, I mean, we're doing what we're supposed to, they just don't like the word.
Right.
What it is.
Go ahead, now I got you to explain.
In the federal process to streamline things, we have to go back and make it busy.
That makes sense.
And that's really all it is. They just wanted the wording change, and they want it clear that we actually have authority to govern the pretreatment program. That, you know, when we ask someone, you know, for just example, cleaning restaurants, cleaning their grease traps, we do have the authority through an ordinance to require that.
Okay.
So that's just basically they want to, you know, tie it up, make sure that
they want it cleaner to make it more wordier to be cleaner.
Right. That's it.
Is that it?
They want it to all look like EPA's model language.
Okay. Yeah. More wordier.
It means they hired somebody else they need just by the job.
Exactly.
And the next thing is, Ms. Carter is working to formalize an internship proposal to submit to Adams County High School for some students, A students, some students who may be interested in the wastewater or water treatment career things. And so, as I understand it, and Ms. Carter can speak to it, I think the school is very enthusiastic about this, and they jump right on top of it, she tells me, the same day.
Wow.
Down here with somebody down here the same day she proposed.
Ms. Carter?
So, Mr. Williams and I have had this conversation probably, gosh, at least 3 or 4 months we've been talking about just the overall concern in the water and wastewater industry is that, I mean, I think statistically when they look nationally at operators, the average like time out to retirement, like something like 80-90% of operators are going to be able to retire in the next 5 to 10 years. And there's this, we're just not replacing that licensed staff who have the capability to do this. And so we're trying to figure out, is there a way we can participate in helping with that pipeline and offering opportunities for students? It's a great career field, particularly for a student who is intellectually curious, but maybe not an academically minded student. this is a field that requires you to think and to be handy and to be active and to be curious, but not to go to college. And so we really wanted to offer the opportunity for students to be able to participate in this. And we had kind of anticipated that this might be complicated, and I sent an email over to guidance and they forwarded it on, and the gentleman from school administration who handles all the CTE said, no, we have a process to do this. We have a set of students who are going into their senior year looking for some kind of training opportunity, and you're going to send us what you're looking for and what your set of parameters are, and we're going to offer that to students. And he said, because you're actually looking at doing a paid thing instead of just a free internship, you will probably have a choice of students in terms of the opportunities. And we know that this may be something that we have to do for a few years before we find somebody who's going to go, yes, I want to get into water or wastewater, but we do think it's a great chance for a student to be able to find something. And even better, I mean, we'll feel like we knocked it out the park if we end up getting a student who ends up coming to work for us. Mm-hmm. We want to be part of the solution, not just someone who's, you know, going and gathering up other folks, operators.
Anything else, Mr. Watson?
No.
All right. Planning Commission did not meet. No report from the Robert E. Lee Soil and Water. Discussion items. Ms. Carter, policy updates. Or recommends two policy changes.
Yes, sir. Both of these would be included within the personnel policy. And the first one is on leave. When the salary study was done a few years ago, one of the things that was included in the salary study was just a measure of where we were on leave compared to other localities. And we were low, but that wasn't something that at the time was picked up. Having been here a little over a year, one of the things that I'm noticing on leave is our very low amount that you can carry over is a real problem for employees. So we are significantly lower than other jurisdictions on what we allow employees to carry over. So currently on annual leave, we allow folks to carry over 120 hours. That's 3 weeks of annual leave. At any point you go over the 120, it's a rolling total. So at any point you go over the 120 hours, you lose leave. For comparison, I mean, I think Tracy and I came from Cumberland, I think it was 240, Amherst County is 288, I think the city of Lynchburg's 288. I mean, we're just significantly lower. I'm also at the same time looking to bring us in parity with other jurisdictions in terms of accrual. Our accrual rate is lower, significantly lower than average at the beginning of your career, and it's slightly lower at the end. And so I'm looking at bringing both of those to match, again, kind of what is around us, particularly like Amherst County, and trying to make sure that what we're offering our employees matches what they could get in other places. Sick leave is a little bit more all over the map. There's not as much uniformity on the sick leave side when we did the comparison, and we're not seeing the issues on the sick leave side. So that's not something we felt like we needed to make any adjustment to. So that is one policy I'm recommending. The other one is, we currently have no standard for how much folks can spend on meals when they go to conferences. And this is just one of those things that you should have. You should have a standard, and again, we're going to go with what the county has. That makes sense. As the mayor and I, when we talked about it, he said that way if we've got officers going with sheriff's deputies and they're somewhere at a conference or training together, it would be the same. So this is really just inserting something you don't currently have as a standard.
So with those policies, with those two from Ms. Carter, we will entertain a motion to accept the leave policy and the meals policy. What did we come up with the price for the meals? And do the same. I don't know what the county is, so I just remember the discussion.
Breakfast is 10, lunch is 16, and dinner is 26.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I do know we discussed the part. It's terrible if we went with a county employee and then they could spend X amount and we couldn't, or vice versa. So I will entertain a motion to accept these two policies. I have a motion from Ms. Ogden. May I have a second, please?
I'll second it.
I have a second from Ms. Carton. Is there any discussion? Any no discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 400. Next item is, we should have done this while we discussed with Mr. Williams earlier, but they set the public hearing for the pre-treatment ordinance. We'd like to set the public hearing for next month, June 12th.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts. May I have a second, please?
A second.
A second from Ms. Carton. Any discussion? No discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 401. VRS resolution for long-term care for employees. Ms. Carter, would you like to explain that?
I don't know if any of you have watched in the news, but the idea of long-term care coverage has become fairly newsworthy because insurance providers who provide this are having a hard time meeting their obligations. And so in the marketplace, this is something that has become difficult for people to get for long-term care coverage. This is if you think you might end up in a nursing home at some point in the future, and it's become expensive. VRS is looking at this as a benefit that could be provided to folks that are in the VRS system. This is not something that the town would have any costs for. It's just a benefit that we could offer, just like people pick up accidental insurance and things like that. But in order for us to be able to offer this to our employees, council has to pass a resolution enabling us to do so. So VRS has a standard resolution they have for that, and we're just asking you to adopt the resolution so that if we have any employees who would like to participate in this, that they may.
We will entertain a motion to accept the resolution for long-term care for the employees. May I have a motion, please?
Okay, I'll make it.
I got a motion from Mr. Watts. May I have a second? I have a second from Ms. Ogden. Any discussion? Ms. Carter?
Yes, question.
Oh, Jim, go ahead.
Will this apply to retirees as well? Can they pick that up?
What a great question. I don't know that I knew the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't either. I have reached out to, this is actually coming from Genworth, is who's going to administer this. I do know that much. And I've gotten a list of rates so that I can prepare employees for that if they want it. But I have not read over the details of it.
Okay. That's it. If that's, you would write that question down and be able to, because I know that affects Mr. Watts. Yes, ma'am.
Also have a question, Tracy, you may be able to answer this, Ms. Carter. Is the town absorbing any of the fees or the amounts for this? Does this come straight out of the employee's pocket? Are we matching? Are we doing? Okay. That's all I was asking, is if you were going to take a portion of that coverage.
Okay. I picked that one. She said that it was kind of like the supplemental, mm-hmm. I guess. It's kind of like an Aflac, but VRS is.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't know what.
Being no further, do you have something else?
No.
Okay.
Trying to wrap my head around it.
Yeah. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Resolutions carried 401. Okay. We had our big excitement here last Friday where we opened the bids for the police department where the bidding came in. Ms. Carter, throwing it back to you.
Okay, so this is like one of the complicated items on the agenda because I'm going to actually ask for three votes on this. The first item is that we did get two responsive bids to the renovation of the police department building. And the renovation is everything for the floor that they will occupy. It is nothing to the exterior of the building. It is not the roof. It's not the basement. This is everything that they're going to do on the first floor. It will include HVAC, electrical, flooring, walls, you know, all the lighting fixtures, all of that. But it's just to kind of clarify what that includes. The two responsive bids, one was from Stoker Construction, which is in Midlothian, was $199,852, and Wall Construction of Madison Heights bid $169,060. the first thing I need, and staff's recommendation, I did have Nate Young, the building official, came and sat down with me Friday afternoon, and we poured through the details of these bids and the addendums to make sure that we hadn't left something off big, or that the bid itself hadn't left something off. And Nate, he agreed that Wall Construction's bid looks complete and good at the $169,960. So that's the first thing I'm asking council to do. Do you want me to keep going, or do you want to address
that? I'd like to hear it all.
Okay, hear all of it. Okay, so the next two things that I'm looking for, because one of the things we excluded from the bid was evaluation and any remediation that would be required inside the building for environmental things, lead and asbestos primarily because of the age of the building. Because those are unknown costs, and it was actually the contractors bidding on it who said, if you don't exclude that, then the bids are going to be very high because we will have to account for who knows what. So anything in evaluation and remediation on those has been excluded from the bid. So the next thing that I'm asking is a total appropriation by council for this project of $250,000 to take care of the roof, the evaluation, and the remediation along with getting this work done. And my goal being that hopefully I'm going to be able within that pot of money to just keep moving forward on this. Obviously the evaluation's not expensive. I mean, we're talking about, I think it's $2,300 or something to get the full evaluation done, and then we'll know how bad the remediation is going to be. We'll not know until the evaluation is completed. So Hurt and Profit has a state contract, so we can go under the state contract to be able to get that done. They can do it pretty quickly, and we'll have an idea of what that's like. But again, we want to just keep rolling on this, which brings me to the third one. Staff is further requesting that the procurement requirement for council approval of the expenditures over $5,000 related to this project be suspended. And we would still obviously follow all the procurement requirements related to getting the appropriate bids or following state contracts. But the goal on this, for example, is once I get the information back from Hurt and Profit on getting remediation done, I don't want to have to wait a month to come to council to get approval to do the remediation. The same thing with if we get bids on getting the roof done. Anytime we have to come to council, that means the whole timing of the project is going to be based on when the next council meeting is. So for the purposes of getting the building redone in terms of the interior construction by the low bidder or the winning bidder, and the roof and the environmental remediation, I'm requesting that staff be able to continue moving forward with those without the individual approvals that we normally come to you with. So those are the three things that we're looking for: the award of the bid, the total appropriation, and then the ability to suspend that portion of your procurement policy for this project.
So my question at this point to council is, do we want to vote for, or do we want to do them all together, or do we want to vote on them separately?
Well, she said she wanted three
votes.
She
needs three
okay.
votes.
All right.
Yeah. Can we ask questions?
Yes, let's go ahead,
okay.
Because this is going to be an in-depth one. I just want to ask one quick one.
Oh, yeah, no,
you.
I was just
I just want to clarify, the $250 is everything, right?
That is...
Right, that's
what I am working
right,
for.
That's the
that
bid
is,
and
that
everything.
Is.
That's not over. I just wanted to make sure in my head that that's not in addition to the $169,000.
Correct.
I'm
looking for a total appropriation of the $250,000 from the reserve.
Okay. And I'm sorry, one more. and the reasoning for the last one is because this is approved, you'll have that extra money in there where you can go ahead and get it done instead of, I mean, it's already in the pot there, but because of the $5,000, you would have to come back to us every time.
Right.
Instead, you would be able to, until you reached, hopefully came in below the,
right.
the $250, and then we'll be good to go. I mean, I've got that pretty much
And I would, just as I always do in the Friday report, I would keep council informed of this is what we're hearing back on this, and here's how things are moving forward. My big concern, particularly when we get, for example, like to the roof or the remediation, how these timing items play out when we work with the contractor who is the winning bidder. Because what I don't want to do, obviously, you know, when they give the bids, there's a time frame that they've given us to accept the bid and start work. And I don't want us to get hung up where I'm trying to get the remediation done and then we're working with them. And one of the things I'm going to ask the winning bidder is, do you want us to wait and do the roof after you're done, or do you want us to do the roof now before you start doing it? So we want to be able to do those things in the timing that makes sense for the project.
Well, I said this is so in-depth.
Okay,
let's go ahead and get these questions done, just because it's three motions and it's so much. Ms. Carter?
So I just want to clarify, so I'm make sure I'm hearing you correctly. So the wall construction bid that you would like a motion on does not include the roof?
Correct.
Okay. So at some point, you will have to do another RFP for a company to do the roof.
I'm not planning to do an RFP, just getting quotes.
Okay, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do an RFP for that because of the amount?
I don't think so. I think we can just go get.
If we don't expect it to be over $30,000, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we wouldn't expect it to be that much.
Okay.
So that would just be paid.
I just didn't know what the size of, you know.
It's. Everyone that's looked at that roof keeps talking about the fact that it's a really easy roof.
Okay.
That you've got some, right, it is straight shot. Everybody's going, this is not a complicated roof project,
okay.
And we're not anticipating any issues with
it. Okay, so then we save time, because I'm thinking the whole RFP process to put a new roof still makes us wait.
Right.
So that's all I was thinking of on that. And the only other question I had with, the 250, which you want to allocate as a bundle, which I can understand because of the timing of how often we meet, saying we come under budget, where are those funds going to go back to? The unused funds.
I personally would not allocate the funds until they're used. So, yeah, it's not like I would put the whole 250 there and let it set.
Okay.
Because then
that's what I was getting at.
Right. So
okay.
I would probably allocate the funds as the invoices for the project came in.
Okay. That's what I was trying to clarify how we're going to follow this. Okay.
And if you remember when we met about how much we were bundling to put into the long-term investments,
yeah.
One of the things as Wright and I worked on going over those numbers, we've made sure we've left a cushion over what all of our fund balance requirements are and over what we know we need for the sweep accounts on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
to account for the fact that we knew that this large capital project was coming forward.
Right.
So we have retained in our short-term investment portfolio the ability to pull as we need to.
Okay. That's all I have.
Is that 250, is that a ballpark that the companies had given you as far as it could be this, or is that just kind of a number?
That is me making what I hope is an overly large guesstimate for what this will take. I do not anticipate needing that much, but what I wanted to do was pick a number that I felt relatively confident that we're going to be able to go do all the things that we need to do to bring this forward.
Okay, I have one. Who is Wall Construction Company? I've never heard of them, considering they're local.
Oh, no.
No, that's listed in Madison Heights.
Stoker's.
No, he's where?
He's Midlothian. Stoker's Midlothian, Wall is Madison Heights.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the other gentleman? Because it was Nixon. And
Alan
Wall.
Nixon and David Wall.
I see the gentleman from Sweetbriar.
David Wall, major constructions, does a lot of green stuff locally. Amherst County, the Townley Farm, the addition at it, 1.5 million, something like that.
So they're not a fly-by-night?
No. You'll be happy.
Okay.
And that was part of the reason why we got the building official, not just to go over all of this,
right,
but to, again, you know, kind of credentials and so
right.
forth. And
kind of that'll...
Okay. I spoke with Jim May, and Jim's done a lot of work with this gentleman, this company. And Jim, of course, is one of the surveyors. We use a lot of projects around town and in the county. Jim's take was pretty dedicated, does a good product, keeps crews on the job, keeps crews on the job, and that's pretty critical.
Yeah.
In anything. So that's my take, but I told Sir I would check it out, and that's as much as I can.
Okay. Ms. Wheaton, did you have any questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, well, we'll go back with all of that. I think we've answered all the questions. So we will start with number one, which is the wall construction bid, correct? May I have a motion to accept the wall construction bid for $169.60?
I will make that motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second from Ms. Carton. Is there any further discussion? No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed, no. Nay, no.
Okay. It is 3-1-1. Second item is the 250 total. That includes the 169. So I have a motion to for that.
I make a motion that we appropriate $250,000 for the total construction of the police station.
I have a motion. I have a second. A second from Ms. Ogden. Any further discussion? Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Mr. Mayor, roll call.
Oh, this one is a roll call?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Roll call, yes. Only Matt. Okay. Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Okay, 3-1-1. And the last item is the waiver or suspension of the $5,000 just for this project.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, did you say you...
I got the motion.
Mr. Watts, may I have a second, please?
I'll second it.
A second from Ms. Carton. Is there any further discussion? This will also be a roll call vote. Mm-hmm. Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
No.
3-1-1. All motions carried. Proceed, Ms. Carter.
Yes, sir.
And Chief Shiflett? Proceed with the building.
Thank you.
Matters from staff.
Good.
Just get number five.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Okay, I'm sorry.
Most important one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that one. All right, I get. Ms. Carter, we'll go back to you. I missed that.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Ms. Carter.
So you had your public hearing on the budget and the capital improvement program at last month's meeting. And as you all remember, you can't vote on them, or you can't vote on the budget at the same meeting. So we have the adoption of the budget ordinance. The budget ordinance, it includes the totality of your budget. So it is setting your levy, it is readopting your utility policy, it is all of those pieces in one ordinance, including the budget and the capital improvement program. There has been two substantive changes to the budget in terms of money since the public hearing. The first of those was the VML line of duty. So numbers have been tweaked since the public hearing to accommodate the increased cost on line of duty that we did not calculate in when we put in the VML information. So that went across the budget items. The other change was to plug in the change on the garbage rates. When we actually put in the garbage amount with the recycling and we kind of spread that across and then we made out-of-town equal in-town, the magic number ended up being a $3.50 increase. So I told y'all... Right, so and that changing. Was if we... So it is more than what we had talked about at that committee meeting. So okay. Once we tweaked and got the out-of-town the same, and part of what I hadn't accounted for is the portion of time for billing and administration that is in the garbage fund. So I had just looked at it as this is what their bill is, but then when we actually put it in the budget, it includes that administration and billing. So it comes to $3.50, which puts everybody in town and out of town at $10.60. So I just wanted to point that out, that there were these tweaks that are different from what you had seen before that are included in this budget document now.
Okay. We were aware of the VML because I know you had told
us. We talked about it.
We talked about you didn't know what the number, Tracy didn't know what the number crunch was at that
time. Right, but we knew that one was coming.
And we blamed that on the chief.
We blamed that on the chief, but we did not have all of that worked in. So your budget now has that worked in. What we didn't know at the time was what this county waste was going to come through on. County waste has informed us that they will start billing effective June 1st. Our thought was, because we do have a reserve in that fund, that we would, with the adoption of the budget, is when we would actually change over the billing on customers. So we can absorb the change on the June 1st. That also gives us time, once you've adopted the budget, for us to inform customers. Because right now, people have heard about it just on the street, and they saw what happened in Lynchburg, but we have not sent formal notice to customers until you adopt this. We don't know. We can't do that. So we want to give time to do that without having it just be sprung on people.
All right, with that from Ms. Carter, I have a motion to accept the budget as presented now at this time.
I make a motion that we adopt the budget as presented.
Okay, I have a motion from Ms. Carter. May I have a second, please?
Okay, I'll second.
A second from Mr. Watts. Is there any discussion? Okay, there being no discussion, do we need this as a roll call?
Yes, sir.
Okay, roll call. Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
No.
3-1-1. Okay, now I can go to Madison's staff.
Still no.
Still no. Well, you never know. You have something.
I got a lot.
Get on.
First of all, I want to publicly thank you guys for support on this building and publicly thank Mrs. Carter and Mrs. Wright. This has been a learning process. A lot of work and effort has gone on these two ladies and myself, but not quite as much as this lady right here, watching her do those reports and stuff and getting this stuff together. So it's worked out well, and it's been real smooth. And I'm excited. The officers are really excited. I think the citizens are excited about this building over here. I keep getting asked all the time, when we're moving, when we're moving. We're getting there, we're moving, we're getting there. It's just a process, but we are excited. We got a lot of ideas over there. Staff, myself, we've worked in the building over there. We've gotten the basement cleaned up really well. The floors are painted. Walls are painted. We're working on getting some, a little bit of security, some bars down there. We've moved some stuff in over there already, temporarily, to give us some room to clear out some things. We turned the building that we were currently upholding over at the maintenance shop. We gave that to Charles, so we could store wars and tractors and whatever he's got in there now. But he needed some space, so it's worked out well for everybody. We've launched the parade, the 29th event last week. We've gotten a right much support for it. I think it being the first year, we're going to have some growing pains, but it's going to be a positive event. Bands booked, stage booked, all the dots and I's are being dotted, T's are being crossed. There's the excitement's getting there. We're just getting word out to the localities for the firefighters and the law enforcement and the EMS personal staff to come out. So I'll be getting some phone calls this week. I need some help with getting some vendors. We're running a little bit behind on the vendors. I would like to have a nice turnout with vendors, maybe get 10, 12 different kinds of foods out there. We've got 3 or 4 right now, but I could still use some help with that if you have anybody that's interested. With staffing for the event, we're working on that now. I'm in touch with the state police. The sheriff's office is on board. They're going to help us. So it could be a pretty big event. I would be surprised if we can have a couple thousand people show up at this thing, mm-hmm. if not more. The problem we're running into is I'm finding that there's some other events going on in different areas. I mean, there's something over in Lynchburg, the Hillcats, and a couple of others. So we have a little bit of competition, but I think it's basically, you know, obviously we want to work the whole area, but, you know, just focusing on the town folks and doing something for this town and the people that live here, I think it's important.
So it's June 29th?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to have a, you know, assortment of things, you know, a barbecue guy yes. in, you know, just.
Chief, I'd like to throw something out.
Sure.
Since the theme is pretty much going to be a first responder and type is what I saw on the flyer too. I'm not sure how familiar you are with a nonprofit organization. It's called Blue Help, and they are the ones that track first responder law enforcement suicide. There's been 77 so far this year since January 1. For law enforcement, they have got a big campaign going on,
mm-hmm.
trying to get the word out to basically tell you you're not a wimp if you need help. I would like for you to have one of your guys. If you can find on Facebook all the way down, you know, the founders. Mm-hmm. There are some in Virginia that represent this organization. I would like for y'all to look at that, and maybe they can bring a booth in here, because I know they're next week. They've got a booth all week at the Police Memorial Week.
Okay.
Okay. So they're pushing it really hard now. I think it would be great to all the local police officers and the first responders and everybody if they could come too.
And the parade, you know, that's getting off the subject, but the parade is open for anybody. I mean,
right.
Council members, mayor, obviously I know you're in this.
Well, I was just thinking about them, if we can get them maybe to set up a booth,
sure,
or
absolutely.
Or something.
That's a great idea.
I think it's just, and they'll pass out flyers, and I'm sure if we can do something like that. So
okay.
I would like for you to look into that
I'll do that this week.
Anybody else, Ms. Barry?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Carter?
I just really would like to give council just a few updates and just tell you how high performing the staff is right now. I mean, this is a really busy time of year, and staff is doing a lot of really incredible things. So, of course, the chief is sitting here trying to balance his normal duties with trying to answer all these questions we've had from him on this building at the same time he's trying to organize this parade. And, you know, the officers are stepping up. They're doing a great job. Ms. Wright has had to deal with all the, you know, contractors. I don't know how many phone calls you got and emails on all the building. I mean, it was a lot to get that pulled together in a very short period of time. So, I mean, staff is just working so nicely together. I have to tell you that Mr. Williams got a terrible chore from me recently, and he has done a great job with that. We had, when we submitted the water plant renovation to the Office of Drinking Water, we got a call from their emergency management person who said these generators that you have in there would be eligible for a VDEM grant. And so we are having to work through the county as the emergency management organization to apply to VDEM, but I put Mr. Williams on that, and he's been delighted to be working his way through the state bureaucracy on VDEM. But I mean, it's such a really high performing staff just doing, I mean, everybody stepping in to get all of these projects done. We are right at the end of getting ready to be able to take the slip lining project to bid. I mean, and again, takes lots of people working very hard to get that going. And of course, as you know, Ms. Hunt has just been killing herself to get this recodification done, as well as all of these banner designs we're always asking her to do. Hey, design a banner for the April 29th event. Design a banner for the parade event. I mean, and the staff just keeps stepping up. Maintenance is doing a phenomenal job making things look good. I mean, it just, I cannot tell you enough how great the staff is on doing all of these things and making the town look so good. They're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenal group.
Fantastic. And even though he's not a staff member, our representative came in from Sweetbriar tonight. I'd like to know if you have anything that you would like to throw out and how things are going across the hill over there. Or?
Gary's been in contact with us asking some questions about the water thing. I think, I'm hoping we've gotten all the answers back to you from what I saw. I think we did. The emails come back and forth with a very quick pace. But no, everything seems to go well. Appreciate it.
All right. Matters from Council, Ms. Carton.
Yes, I do want to say huge accolades to Vicki because that undertaking of recodification is a bear. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say.
You know yourself.
Good job. Good job. I had a question. I forgot it. gosh, it'll come to me later at some point. Don't worry about it. It went in and went out of my head, so.
Mr. Watts.
I do. This one is not coming from me so much as I promised somebody I would ask the question and see how council feels about it. Our former police investigator who designed the original range, for whatever reason, is asked that the town range be named after him. Now, it makes no difference to me. I promised the man I would ask, so I just want to throw it out there and see how council feels about that.
I will throw something out and then I'll let everybody else go. I think this could be setting a dangerous precedent for one when we start naming things. Yeah, former investigator, but we have some other officers that spent a lot of time at the range, helped getting straight. Mr. Watts, you were chief for 18 years. You know, we have a lot of things, and my thought is if we got into that, then we would start naming everything. I don't think that's somewhere that we need to go. That's just my opinion.
So what about me being chief 18 years?
Well, name after you.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, we got to name some after you,
don't
we?
that's where I was going with that. I mean, we have so many other people that have done a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, you got Chief Motley. You were the second chief in the town. I mean, and he was close.
No.
But I mean,
it was always 1910.
Okay. Well, I'm
Chief Motley was the codification man.
Yeah, he was. All right. Let's just go with that. But I mean, so we that's the way I look at it, Mr. Watts.
I'm just throwing it out there for council consideration.
So, is anybody else like to?
Okay. This person. I mean, he just asked, just as if I were to ask you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no health issue. There's no
any
of those other outside factors.
No, he just.
You know what I'm saying.
Out of the blue.
Okay.
Out of the blue.
And he asked, no one else.
Right. I said, well, I'll say something with a question. I'll throw it.
You can name
that.
I guess what we can do is, since it was asked out, are you requesting a vote on that?
No, I'm just want to see how everybody felt. But if it comes to everybody's in favor, yeah, let's take a vote. If not, let's let it lay.
Personally, how I feel about naming things, this is just how I feel about it, is usually it's in memorial of someone who did something fabulous for at a certain time or gave their life in service or line of duty or something along those lines. So I think it's I would protect it and preserve it for that time if need be, and we don't want that to happen by any means, but that's personally just my take on.
I will say the only time that's been done was in that very tight case.
Right.
And that was the Welby Bailey maintenance shot.
Right.
And that was after he passed.
Right. So
I mean, if council's not inclined to go there, that's fine.
I think we could probably just do a consensus.
Yeah.
Mr. Watts, would that be sufficient with you?
Sure.
If everybody is agreeing with the consensus of Ms. Carton, we'll just take it in that consensus.
Okay.
Right. Ms. Wood, anything else, Ms. Watts?
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
Yes.
No, nothing else.
Ms. Wheaton?
No, thank you.
All right. Citizen comments or anything on the agenda that we really want to be aware of or preparing for next month?
I don't think so.
Okay. Citizen comments. Mr. Hart.
I don't know if I have a comment on that, but I do want to thank the staff, like Sarah's been talking about. You all have done the hard work. I mean, it's all behind the scenes, and the citizens don't see this. I'm sure it's, you know, it's definitely a 40-plus-hour work week for everybody. And, the results show later, but then nobody knows who did it. So.
One thing I on the matters for council, I do want to remind all council members of the recognition picnic on the 18th to bring your family. Please, if you are attending, contact Miss Marie, I guess Marie, right? Or Miss Vicky.
Vicky is going to get the RSVPs from the electeds and appointeds.
Oh, okay.
And then Marie is doing staff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we'll let Vicky
know. You let Vicky know. So the number so I can contact Marita's next week and give her the number. It's going to be fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. It's going to be a big Southern comfort meal. Yes, sir.
I would like to see us for the summer months. We did it 1 month last year, and I would like to see for the summer months if we would ask council to use their council shirts for meetings. I think it looks nice when we're all
We're all the same, yes.
If we did that June, July, August, and maybe September.
Unless September, do we meet with the county?
We're supposed to. I've not heard from Mr. Rogers yet, but that was the plan.
Black shirt?
Black shirt.
Yeah. Okay. You got your shirt, right?
Yeah. So I don't. That's a consensus item. I don't have an issue. If we would like to, let's just do it for the summer months because we have the council meeting or something. So that would be June, July, and August, the next 3 months.
Okay.
All right, with that and no further citizens' comments, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. I have a motion from Ms. Ogden. I have a second, please.
Second.
A second from Ms. Clarke. Any discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? 4-0-1. We will adjourn.